Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Travis Bass, who is Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Chronotex. Travis, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with me this morning. I wanted to talk to you because you guys have recently announced a $45 million expansion. So I'd like to tell our listeners a little details around that. I guess you're spending this money in Barnwell, South Carolina. Is that right?
That's correct. Our domestic factory is here in Barnwell, and we have had since 2005 two laminating and flooring lines. And then we are adding a third set of lines, a third laminator, third flooring line that will enhance our capacity as well as our product attribute capability.
Now, if I understand this correctly, just reading your news information, you actually had been sourcing some product from your parent company over in Europe, and now you're going to start making that domestically with this investment, right?
That's correct. In the past, or heretofore, we have made the 6, 7, 8, 12 millimeter products, but we've been limited to square edge. We've not had pad attach capability, et cetera. So the new equipment's going to allow us to make any product in the laminate category. Traditionally, we've been bringing in the higher-end products from Europe, and that means additional inventory, longer lead times, and so forth. So the investment here will allow us to literally make everything from 6-millimeter square edge through the 12-mil edge bevel products with all the bells and whistles.
So that will separate you from that issue around the euro to dollar currency situation?
No, that's worked for us. It's worked against us.
Right.
Again, when you bring products in from Europe, you have to maintain higher inventories to guard against interruptions in transit times and spikes in the market and so forth. So it'll put us a lot more in control of what we're doing with the different types of products.
Yeah. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I did an interview because, you know, Wilson Art had announced that they're exiting the business. And now we hear that you're expanding. We just recently heard that Clarion's expanding. And just from the benefit of our listeners, when I go back and look at the top five producers of laminate flooring in the U.S., you guys are number four and Clarion's number five. Wilson Art was there, and I think Clarion replaced them last year in 2009 manufacturing volume. So you guys probably stand to pick up a little business with this announcement from Wilson Art. Is that right?
Well, we hope so. I mean, Wilson Art was a very unique offering in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
We have had our products with commercial warranties out for some time and would like to capitalize where we can. We certainly hate to see any formidable competitor go through what they've gone through, but if there's business to be gained, then we certainly have an interest in it. And when you think about the implication of or perception of the Wilson Art brand, I think that Formica carries a lot of the same market connotations, and where we can make some product changes and pick up market share, then we're certainly interested in doing that.
Actually, from a marketing perspective to the consumers, there are a lot of parallels because Formica and Wilson Art have long been known. That brand has been very strong in the laminate for countertops, and so there is a little bit of parallel there, isn't there?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Uh-huh. And yet, one of the reasons I think Wilson Art probably ended up not being successful is because their method of manufacturing was different than yours. You actually use direct pressure, don't you?
That's correct. Everything we do is direct pressure laminate. And again, there have been a lot of technical advances in direct pressure, the wearability, commercial ratings, and our willingness and ability to warrant the product a commercial warranty. So I think there's some opportunity there for us.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about Chronotex and then a little bit about the market. When you look at your channel to market, you actually have three different methods of going to the market, don't you?
That's correct. I've put it in the context of a three-leg stool. We have the Formica flooring brand that we produce and sell to or go through traditional distribution to specialty retail. The Chronotex brand, which is through distribution to specialty retail, though a different tier of distributors. And then we do a private label business.
Okay. And that private label is through some of the big category specialists?
Yeah, what I call high-volume retailers or
right.
Category specialists.
Okay, all right, good. And we always talk about this core board. Manufacturers who have either direct supply of core board, explain a little bit about where you get your core board.
We are probably as close to being vertically integrated as you can be without having the factory on site. We buy most of our core board from a sister company, Chronospan, in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that gives us two, I think, keen advantages. One is the product is consistent, predictable, and allows us to get the most efficiencies and highest quality out of our production. And then we have a very good relationship with them over time because of the volume that we take.
So the parent company that owns you also owns that, and so it's almost like a captured supply, isn't it?
Same family, but two different companies.
Okay. All right. As we look at the market again, and, you know, if you look at our May issue, we were talking about the fact the laminate market had gone below $1 billion, and then here you guys are spending major money here. I guess you feel like that the future is going to be good for the laminate business long term?
Yes. We have a different numbers we look at. We think the market's about 30% larger than what is reported in most cases, but we watch imports very closely. We try to keep a good tab on what our competitors are doing from a capacity and an actual volume ship standpoint. But we think the market's been more or less flat this year, though our business has grown by about 10%, and we see good opportunity going forward.
Okay. It's not that laminate is actually, you know, the cheap alternative to wood or stone necessarily. It actually performs better in certain situations, right?
Oh, yeah. I think that the maintenance of laminate, certainly with the cutting-edge technology that's available now and that we will be implementing with the new equipment we put in here, the look is actually, in some cases, preferable to solid wood.
Right.
It doesn't scratch as much.
That's right. Okay. Well, Travis, I appreciate you being with us. I definitely want to tell our audience about what it was you were doing, spending $45 million in the laminate market. I've been talking to Travis Bass, who's Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Chronotex, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.